Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening. Today's topic is guarding your heart. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Guarding Your Heart, written and read by Emily Rose Massey. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Proverbs 4, verse 23. One of my nicknames in high school was Queenie, short for Drama Queen. I understand that not all women are this way, but I guess I've always been an emotional person by nature. Of course, there were many times where my emotions got the best of me, and I was pulled under and tossed to and fro with anxiety, chaos, worry, and drama. It took time, but I learned how to find rest in the Lord, and the Holy Spirit helped me cultivate the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5, verses 22 through 23. Although I knew to run to Jesus when I was emotional, weary, or anxious, if I was around others, whether one-on-one or my family or people I encountered at work or even things I would hear in the news or on the internet, who were going through a dark time or just needed to vent, I still found myself taking on their negativity and anxiety, and I would inevitably feel hashtag all the feels. I wanted to help them through the struggle. I wanted to bear their burdens like the Bible says we are to do, Galatians 6, verse 2. I wanted to be empathetic towards them, to put myself in their shoes. All good things, right? Sure, as long as you don't lace up those shoes and run off with them. Ultimately, we cannot control the sadness or destruction going on in the world or in others' lives around us, nor can we control others' behavior or actions. But we can control how we react to it all and keep our very own emotions in check. Before we become involved in someone else's problem or emotional experience, I believe the most important thing we must do is to guard our own heart. Proverbs 4, verse 23 tells us, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." We don't want our heart to become someone else's dumpster, considering the heart is the soil in which we bear good fruit. Luke 8, 15. We must protect it from pessimism, worldliness, worry, bitterness, anxiety, etc., at all costs. Intersecting faith and life. We have all experienced loss and pain in our lives, whether that is a loved one passes away, divorce, infidelity, miscarriage, infertility, financial crisis, losing a job. Really, the list could go on and on. Since no one is exempt from encountering tragedy and difficult seasons, as humans, we all have this common bond. That's why when the news breaks about a tragic or traumatic event in the world, like a mass shooting or the sudden death of a dear friend, normally it cuts us deep in the heart. Often, a part of us hurts for those who are hurting. The best thing we can do is simply stand with them in their pain and point them to the only one who can bring wholeness, peace, and comfort. Encourage them with scripture because it will be an anchor of hope to them in their storm. Pray with them and for them anytime the Lord prompts you to. Walk with them in their trial and grief so that they know they are not alone in their suffering. Of course, if they are a believer, they will always have the Lord's nearness. But God will put you in people's lives who are struggling for precisely that very reason, just to be near. Through this time, you can encourage them in Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30, and 1 Peter 5, verse 7. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. These passages of scripture, along with many others, are there in the Bible to remind them and you to always turn to the Lord when you are in need. Allow God's word to keep you filled up with his hope so that others' difficulties do not drain you. Yes, we are called to carry one another's burdens, but most importantly, we help them carry those burdens to Jesus, the one who strengthens us on our journey and promises true peace and rest. There are so many around us who are hurting and weighed down by the cares of this life. Being an empathetic and compassionate person is beautiful because God made you that way, and he is the only one who will give you the right words and the right actions when walking with others through their valleys. Above all, guard your heart and keep Jesus at the center of it. Further reading. Proverbs 3, verses 1 through 8. Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
This is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Ministry podcast. Learn how to share and defend your faith by listening to us weekly. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.